This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to the Daf HaShavua. And we're learning Masechta Chagiga, Daf Ches Amar Aleph. Amar Mar. We said earlier, now interesting, the expression Amar Mar usually goes back on something we said earlier in the Gemara. Now, for example, in this case, Amar Mar beis Hillel Oimrim min Hamaser. It's going back on a Braisa. The Braisa said earlier in the Tanya Nami Hachi, Oilois Nidar Minadavois, Bemoyed Bois, Beyamtav Enam Bois, Voilas Ria Afila Beyamtav, Uchshiba Enabella Minachulin, Beshami Simcha Ba and Afina Meiser, Bechagigas Yamtav Rishabes, Beshami Machulam, Beis Hiloimim Minha Meiser. So Beis Hillel said, Shame Chagiga could come from Meiser. Also the Mishnah said it. The Mishnah said, Beshami Oimim, a yom tov harishon shel Pesach beishamei omrim min achulin beishol omrim min ha-maiser. So this is going back on the brisa ubeishol omrim min ha-maiser, that shamei chagiga could go on shamei chagiga could be purchased with maiser money, which is a chiddush because shamei chagiga is a chiyav. So you wouldn't think that you could use maiser money. So I bring in this amar mar because usually amar mar is something that's quoted in the Gemara. One of the exceptions to that is Brachas Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says Amar Mar, like two-thirds of the way down, and it's actually going back on the Mishnah. That's an exception to the rule. Usually Amar Mar is not going back on a Mishnah, it's going back on something in the Gemara. Okay, so Amar Mar, Beis Hillel Oimrim Min HaMaiser, Beis Hillel says, from Maiser. You could buy Shamei Chagiga from Maiser. Amai Davar Shabachoyva Hu. Shamei Chagiga is an obligation. V'chol Davar Shabachoyva Enoiva Ela Menachulin. And something that's obligatory, you have to use unconsecrated money. You can't use Maiser for it. Amar Ula. So Ula said, B'toifel. Doesn't mean you could use Maiser money to buy the entire carbon of the Shamei Chagiga. It means that you could supplement it. You could supplement the Shamei Chagiga with some Maiser money. Now, there's going to be a machlok is how that applies. Rashi says, B'toifel mechaber Maiser imchulin. And then you could bring it. And there's going to be a machlok is amorim, how exactly you supplement it. It's going to be a machlok is between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah amar, toiflin behema lebehema. You could supplement one animal to another, vein toiflin mois lemois. But you can't supplement money to money. Which means like this. How many Shamei Chagiga do you need to bring? You need to bring one, but for everyone in the family, everyone has to be able to participate from the Shamei Chagiga. So from one entire animal, you could use, for an animal, you could add animals from Maiser money. Once you've brought one entire animal from Chulin money, you could bring an additional animal from Maiser money, but you cannot mix the money. You cannot supplement money to money. You cannot buy part of an animal from Chulin and part of it from Maiser. So in other words, Teuflin behema le behema, you could supplement animals in Teuflin mois le mois. Meaning once you've brought the Iker Chiyav, the Iker carbon, once you brought the Iker carbon out of Chulin money, the additional Shamei Chagiga you could bring from Maiser money. But you cannot combine money with money. Says Rashi, Chizki Amar Behema Lebehema, Im Yeshle Oichlen Harbi. If there are a lot of consumers, literally people who are consuming, Ve'en Lehen Sipuk Behemachas, they cannot suffice with one animal. Yavi Achas Chagiga Min Achulin. You bring one Chagiga from Chulin, Ve'ashar Min HaMaiser, and the rest from Maiser money. Ve'afo Pisha Kulam Bois, Ve'am Rishon, even if they're all being brought on the first day, Shem Chagiga Aleim. Again, even though all the animals being brought on the first day are called a chagiga, you already fulfilled the baseline obligation from the first one, which is chulin. Even though technically everyone has to participate in the chagiga, so there is a level of obligation on the other animals as well, but the main obligation has already been fulfilled with the animal purchased with chulin. However, you cannot supplement money with money. Rashi explains, liknois behema gedola, to buy one big animal from part chulin money and part meiser money.
You can't do
that is the opinion of Chizkiah. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Teuflin mois le mois, you could combine money. This way each animal is being brought with some chulin money. Vein teuflin behema le behema, but you cannot supplement animals because then it's going to come out. Some of the animals are being brought with entirely with meiser money, and that's not okay. Rashi, back to Rashi, who's Mazber Rabbi Yochanan. Shita Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Ibcha. Lamaris chazi le shaper tfei yitzias yidei chavasim min achulin. According to this opinion, it seems to him, better to be yoytzei your obligation from chulin, kishamevi behema shlema min achulin, when you bring an entire behema from chulin. Olamaris chazi le shaper tfei kisha chulin muravim imkol achiloysav. But, meaning according to the first day, it's more mistaber to be yoytze the baseline chiyuv with chulin than to bring. I mean, the first opinion holds better to use chulin for the entire first animal. In this way, the basic obligation is being purchased entirely with chulin money. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's better that the chulin should be mixed into every animal, right? They have in every animal. Fine. So Gemara says, Tani Kvase the Chizkiah. We learned in a Brice in accordance with Chizkiah. Tani Kvase the Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in a Brice in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Kvase the Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in a Brice in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan that what? You could mix the money. The Pasuk says, Misas. Now, what does the pasuk say? V'yasisa chag shavuos Hashem lekecha misas nidvas yadcha asher titein ka'asher yivarechecha Hashem lekecha. So, what does the word misas mean? It means a tribute. Basically, it means unholy money, unconsecrated money. So, from there we learn melamid sha'adam mevi chayvasa min achulin. From there we learn you have to use bring your obligatory offerings from chulin. Uminayin shemratza la'arev ma'arev. And how do I know if you want to mix? You could mix. Talmud loymar. Ka'asha yivarechacha Hashem alaykecha. Therefore the Pasuk says, as Hashem blesses you. The Pasuk, as Hashem blesses you, implies that you could use the money, any money that God blesses you with, even if it's meiser, for your karbanos. So how do you use both chulin money and meiser money? You mix the two. So Rabbi Yochanan learns from the combination of misas and ka'asher yivarechacha that you're allowed to mix the two. Tanya kvasei de Chizkiah, we learned in a brisa in accordance with Chizkiah, misas melamed sha'adam mevi chayvasai min hachulin. From misas we learn a person has to bring his obligation from chulin. Now we have a machlekes beishamay beisela. Beishamay yomrim. Beishamay says yom rishayin min achulin. The first days shamay chagigas from chulin. Rashi says yom rishayin shul l'shem chagiga should be from chulin, and beishamay does not allow you to supplement at all if it's a davar shabachoyva. Mikan ve'elach from the day one and on. Now, what karbanos do you bring beyond day one? You bring shamei simcha, because the chagiga it says v'chagoysem oisoy yoim echad, and nothing more. So that, so the shamei simcha could be brought even from meiser, because the shamei simcha are only brought after day one. They might be brought on day one as well, but the shamei simcha are the only karbanos after day one. So yom rishon from chulin mikan ve'elach the shamei simcha that are brought beyond day one min ha'meiser. Ubeis hillel oimrim achila rishayna min achulin, the first, not the first day, the achila rishayna. Now the Gemara Rashi says hashta salka daitach behema la'atzma. Now the Gemara in the Havamina feels we're talking about the animal by itself. V'yiviena al shulchan rishon, you put it on the table first. So the very first animal is from chulin, mikan ve'elach. But after the first animal, even on the first day, min ha'meiser, it's from meiser. Why is that? Because this is the shita of Chizkiah. That Chizkiah says, toiflin behema lebehema. That the first animal is from chulin, and beyond that, it's from meiser. Ushar kol yemei sah pesach. Adam yoytze yedei. So achilu rishon is from chulin mikan ve'elach min ha'meiser. Ushar kol yemei sah pesach. The other days of Pesach, which Rashi says she'enon ela l'simcha, then a person could be yoytze with meiser behema. Adam yoytze yedei chavas v'mas behema. On the rest of the days of Pesach, a person could be yoytze his chiyuv of shalmei simcha with ma'aser behema. Now that's mashma. You cannot be yoytze shalmei simcha on Yom Tov with ma'aser behema. So frak the Gemara, be Yom Tov my time aloy. Why can't you use ma'aser behema for Yom Tov? Now let's look at Rashi. Be Yom Tov my time aloy. My time aloy nafik be ma'aser behema b'shar achilos. Chutz min harishayna, ki heichi deshari b'maiser sheni. Now, what's Rashi referring to? Rashi, the Mishnah said, Yisrael yoytzin yedei chayvasan b'nadarim b'nadavos uv'maiser behema b'hakoyhanim. Right. So the Mishnah says that a person can be yoytzin shalmei simcha with nadarim, nadavos, and maiser behema. So according to Rashi, the question is, on Yom Tov, what's the reason why you can't use Ma'aser Behema for Shar Achilos, except for the first Achila? Meaning, what is the Mishnah? What did this Braisa say? That according to Beis Hillel Oimrim, Achila Rishayna Min Achulin, Mikan Ve'elach Min HaMa'aser. Now, what kind of ma'aser was it talking about? I was talking about ma'aser sheni. It sounds like from Rashi, the kasha is, why only ma'aser sheni for shalmei chagiga? You should be able to use even ma'aser behema. Rashi seems to be learning. The question is, why do we use ma'aser sheni? Why do we only allow you to use ma'aser sheni? You should be allowed to use ma'aser behema. Or Rashi could have learned very simply that the Gemara's kasha is, that why are you only allowed to use Ma'aser Behema for the Shalmei Simcha after the first day? You should be able to use Shalmei Simcha even for the first day. Rashi seems to be saying the question is, why are you only allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni for the Shalmei Chagiga after the first Shalmei Chagiga? You should be able to use Ma'aser Behema for the Shalmei Chagiga. Rashi could have said, you should be able to use Ma'aser Behema for the Shalmei Simcha on the first day. But that's Gemara's kasha. So says Gemara, "Biyamt of my time aloy, Amar Rav Ashi." You know why you can't use Ma'aser Behema on Yamtiv? Dilma Asi LeAsuri, because you might come to take off Ma'aser Behema. Why? Biyamtiv Vi Efsher LeAsur Biyamtiv Mishum Sakrasa, and you cannot take off Ma'aser on Yamtiv because of the red dye. Says Rashi, Mishum Sakrasa Shatsoivai, you dye it. The Tanah Bebechayros Hayotzi Basiri, the animal that comes out 10th, Soikor Besikra, you dye it with red dye. Va'omer Hareza Meiser, Vehutseva Edom, Shatsoivim by Trees. And it's in red dye that you dye shields. And therefore, we're worried that if we allow you to use Meiser Behema, either for Shalmei Chagiga on the first day or Shalmei Simcha on the first day, you're going to come to take off Meiser Behema. And are you now allowed to take off Ma'aser Behema on Yom Tov? Why? Because you're going to come to, because you're going to use the red dye. You're not allowed to use the red dye on Yom Tov. Good? Okay, new Gemara. So Gemara wants to know, before we translated, the word Misas means a chulen. My mashma, the high Misas, lashon of the chulen. How is it implied that the word Misas is a lashon of chulen? The chsiv, Vayasem HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas Al HaOretz V'yei HaYom. How do we know Misas is a Lashon of Chulin? Because it says the King Achashverosh placed a Mas. And a Mas implies that it's a tribute, it's money that's not unsanctified money. Yeah? So if you look in Tosfos, second to last Tosfos, Vayasem HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas, why do we have to prove Mas is unsanctified from Esther? Why don't we go to Pesukim in the Chumash? Aval yiyu lecha lemas va'avaducha, they will be a tribute to you and serve you. V'chein, this week's parsha, it's unbelievable. Siyata d'shmaya. This week's parsha, v'yihi lemas oyved. There will be a tribute, a nation paying tribute. That doesn't show anything. That's not going on the money, it's going on the servitude of the people. So we need to bring a pasuk where the word, a proof that the word mas refers to the money itself. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara, Yisrael yoytze nidei chavasim in Nadar v'Nadavos. Yisrael kibi yoytze shalmei simcha with Nadar v'Nadavos tan rabbanon. V'samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice in your festival. L'rabbois kominei smachais l'simcha, to include all kinds of joy for simcha. What does that mean, all kinds of joy? Mikan amru chachomim, Yisrael yoytze nidei chavasim, a person kibi yoytze yischiv of simcha b'Nadarim v'Nadavos. Uvemaiser behema. What does this mean? Rashi says, "V'samachta kol ha'simcha is b'mashma." All joy is included. Lo yboi minei ela simcha. All you need to do is simcha. V'amar mari in simcha l'babasar v'hai basar hu. Meaning, be happy. However, you're going to be happy as long as you get meat. Any kind of meat will make you happy. And the kohanim k'biyotze b'chatois v'asham u'bechar u'bechaz v'shoik. The chest and the thigh of a shlamim. So it says the b'raisa yachal af ba'oifais of nachos. So you would think maybe you could be happy and utilize the karbanos that kohanim get of birds and meal offerings. Tamid loymar v'samachta b'chagecha. Rejoice in your festival. Now what does that mean? Mi shechagiga ba'bahem. The juxtaposition of v'samachta to the word b'chagecha, you're only misameach with something that you could be brought as a chagiga. Yatsu elu shen chagiga b'mehem. To exclude bides, you can't bring a bide for a chagiga, or a bird for a chagiga. You can't bring a meal offering for a chagiga. And therefore you cannot be fulfill happiness with a meal offering or a bird.
Has to be meat.
Now comes Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi sort of argues on this braisa, which is somewhat problematic because Rav Ashi is not Moira, but he's just giving a different source. How we know that you can't use a bird and you can't use a meal offering. And from here, I believe we learn out something halach l'maisa, and that is mevisamachta nafka. We learn it just from the word visamachta, yatsu elo shein mahem simcha, as opposed to birds that don't bring joy and meal offerings don't bring joy. Nobody's happy by eating chicken and a cookie. You're only happy by eating meat. That's the only way to true happiness. So many books have been written on the search for happiness, and they keep on writing more and more and more books, and nobody's found it. That's because people don't want to eat meat. If they would only eat meat, then people would be happy. So, that's right? Now, there's a Haggah, I believe, from Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis on Shulchan Aruch, that he learns from here that the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov can only be fulfilled with real meat. Your wife says, here's chicken, here's turkey, look at this barbecue chicken, grilled chicken, chicken a la whatever. No. It's very good. Maybe the one mitzvah you're not going to be gay, you say, you have any salami? You have a hot dog? I need meat. Unless you got to bring home the meat. Just don't give it to your wife right before Shabbos, right? You have to give her time to prepare.
Stuff that like new invention stuff.
What the
fake meat?
The fake meat, the fakin. Okay, it's machlekes hapoiskim whether you're
yoyz. Okay.
What?
Basra. Rav Chisda was okay.
Who was that? Was that Rava? Who was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda?
Yep.
Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda. Okay. So now the question is, the first opinion learned it from the Samachta b'chagecha, the juxtaposition of Simcha and Chag, the Chagiga. So now the question is, what does Rav Ashi do with Samachta b'chagecha? Rav Ashi, hai b'chagecha ma yavidlei, hahu l'chad Rav Daniel Bar Ketina. He uses the Samachta b'chagecha for what Rav Daniel Bar Ketina taught. Now we had, by the way, Rav Daniel Bar Ketina in Tainas. Yeah, Rav Daniel Bar Ketina said, "Amar Rav, minayin she'enoisim nashim b'moyed." How do you know you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? Shenemar, v'samachta b'chagecha, You rejoice in your Yom Tov, v'loy be'ishtecha.
We had this in
Moed
Katan.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
We're dealing with the morning stuff.
And the way you remember, where is it in Moed Katan? It's on the same daf as it is in Chagiga. It's on Ches Amud Beis. So, the Gemara, the first opinion holds, from where do we know that you can't bring, you're not yoytze shalmei simcha ba'ifas of amnachas from the juxtaposition of samach to bechagecha, that only what you can bring the chagiga. Rav Ashi says, no, we don't need it from the juxtaposition. The samachta, person's only happy with meat. So what does Rav Ashi do with the samachta bechagecha? He learns from there that you can't get married on Chol Moed. So now Tosis wants to know, so how does the Tana Kama know that you can't get married on Chol Moed? Or on the Moed? Tosis says, the Tana Kama, the Mapik Lo Midrasha, v'samach bechagecha, the Tana Kama can learn both things out of here, because it could have said v'samachta b'chag b'chagecha you could darshin v'loy b'ishtecha. However, you could say he argues on the drash of v'samachta b'chagecha. How do I know you're not get married on Moed? Look in Moed Katan on Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a number of sources why you're not get married on Chol Moed. For example, what? Say Marvin Simcha v'Simcha, Mimnei Shemaniach Simcha Sarega v'Isik b'Simcha Sishtoi. Yeah, so there are various sources from which we could learn v'Samach b'Chagas. So now we know Ches Amud Beis in Chagiga and in Moed Katan is the now in Ches Amud Beis in Moed Katan. Was also of Daniel Bar Katina, so I guess we had him. Same man to Omer. Now, Toysus in Moed Katan says, "B'chagecha v'loy v'ishtecha, ikur drashahu, v'loy asmachta, k'damrin perakam de chagiga, v'rav Ashi hay b'chagecha may darish be." This is what Toysus is saying. The fact that we ask on Rav Ashi, what do we do with this pasuk, means that whatever he does from the pasuk is a real limud, it's not just an asmachta. Okay. Everyone, we'll pick it up tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.